It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 24. We're going to begin reading with the ninth verse, Matthew chapter 24, verse 9. And so please, I hope that you can open your Bibles and follow along today. It's going to be a great study. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address here is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois 62341. Phone number here is 217-847-2717. If you'd like to visit our website, we've got many studies there. I'd love for you to take a look at that. Enjoy it, grow from it, come to know the Lord Jesus through it. And it's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org. If you'd like to email us, it's parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either one will work just fine. So please that you would take a look at that. I would appreciate it, and I think you would enjoy it. And so now we'll begin with the reading, Matthew chapter 24, verse 9. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, shall hate one another. Many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Because the iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. It's a wonderful study. I know that we're going to enjoy it today. So let's begin with prayer. Father, we thank you and praise you that we have the opportunity today to come together and to enjoy this time. It's such a precious time that we have in order to open your word and to read it and to allow the great teacher, the Holy Spirit, to teach us and to show us the way. So please, just guide and lead us through it. I pray, Father, that all that are listening know you as their Savior, that they have trusted in you as their Lord. Please, dear Lord, today that would be the case. Father, just touch your hearts and bring them to the saving knowledge of your Son, the Lord Jesus, if they do not know you. It's so important that folks realize that that is a point in time. That's a decision that a person makes. And it's something that you'll never miss when the Holy Spirit comes to live within your heart. So please, dear Father, just guide and lead us each and every day. Please show us your word today. Thank you for this wonderful opportunity. Bless us all, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we looked at these verses of Scripture, we find that the hatred of the gospel, the hatred of the truth, is many times criticized and condemned by the world. And as we had in verse 8, all these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, shall kill you, ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Then shall many be offended. It just kind of continues through there. And so as we look at the part we've got down through, and ye shall be hated of all nations, this basically, it does include Christians, because when you stand for the Lord Jesus Christ, many of this world will hate you. But this term here and this place here applies primarily to the Jews. And so when it says, shall kill you and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake, the sad thing is that the Jews have rejected the Lord Jesus. They have not accepted him as their Savior, and yet they have faced the persecution because of it. And it's very, very sad. We pray that they will find those that are still able, those that are still alive, will find the Lord Jesus as their Savior. So, but we do know that there is going to be some persecution here. And let's look at Matthew chapter 5, not very far away from where we're studying today. Matthew chapter 5, verse 11. Matthew chapter 5, the 11th verse. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. When we stand for the Lord Jesus Christ, expect to be criticized and condemned. There are just two. There are many small gods. There are many cults. There are many things that people follow and worship. But there is only two true gods that exist. One is the devil himself. That is the lost people's god. And so all the little gods fall under the category of the devil. The only true God, one true God, is Jehovah God. But there are only two that people really, truly, when you get it all narrowed down, there are only two that exist to worship. One, you're either worshiping the God of this world, which is the devil, or Jehovah God, the true God and Savior of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so understand that that comes when you stand for the Lord Jesus, because you wonder why the world hates you, why the world doesn't agree with you. It's because their God is the devil. And the devil is one that wants to destroy all believers. He would love to be able to destroy God. He would love to be able to destroy the Lord Jesus. He did everything he could, and with all the power he had, which was limited, to not see that Jesus got to the cross. He wanted to do everything. He did not want him to be lifted up, because that fulfilled the word of God. And he died, and 3 days later he rose again. And there was not one single thing that the devil could do about that. And the only place that you can ever have peace and joy and freedom is through the Lord Jesus Christ, because he brings you to God the Father. The devil is the god of this world, and he will bring you a little bit of joy, but it's temporary. Full joy, complete joy, long-lasting joy, you must come by faith to Jesus Christ and be born again to enjoy eternal life. Eternal life. That's forever. He gives you eternal life. He doesn't give you temporary life. That's what the devil gives you. Let's go to John chapter 15. Gospel of John. Chapter 15, verse 18. If the world hates you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own, but because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. They do not know God the Father. As I've just said, there are only two, the God of this world, which is the devil, and the true God. The God of this world, he is only feeding you temporary things. He's feeding you lies. He's deceiving you. Don't be taken in by him. Look to the Word of God. Find the truth. Find the Savior of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ, and become born again. Be saved. Enjoy eternal life. But you got to come to the cross. Listen to the Spirit this morning. Listen to him. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 14. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 14. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in others' men's matters. Yet, if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. Let him not be ashamed. We're going to be into some verses of Scripture here in a minute that I want you to remember that verse of Scripture. So as we look here back in Matthew chapter 24, and we've just finished up verse 9, we have confirmed by other scripture, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. We have confirmed that that is primarily for the Jews, but it also includes the Christians of today as well. Verse 10, then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. Those that profess to believe. Now, there is a big difference between those that just profess to believe and a true believer. And you're the only one that knows the difference. I know the difference. I know that I have come by faith to Jesus. There was a day that I accepted Jesus as my Savior. I called on Him to save me and take my sin away, and He did. And He has set me free. He's given me eternal life. What a joy. But there are many, many that say they're a believer, say that they are Christians, but they're not. And maybe you're one of them. And I'm not talking about a certain church. You don't hear me speak of a certain church. We do preach the gospel here. We do preach the truth here. And we stay as close to the Word of God as humanly possible. We do not want to leave the Word of God. But there are many churches, many preachers that do not preach the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. But whatever church that you're in, we're not talking about a denomination. We're not talking about a certain church. We're talking about the relationship that you need to have with the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus died on the cross. How many times do I go through this, and I will continue till the day I die, talking about the precious salvation that Jesus gives to all that will come to Him. But it's not something that just comes because of your church membership or because of your name or because your family has always been Christian. You've always confessed Christ, and so that makes you a Christian. No, it doesn't. There is a time in every individual's life that you need to accept the responsibility that you are lost, that you're a sinner, you're condemned already, the Scripture tells us. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God's eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The gift. But it's a gift you need to receive. So please don't miss that. And we look at this section here and this verse here, then those that are offended shall betray one another, shall hate one another. These people here are those that profess to be a believer. They're offended when somebody comes by. And today's standards, with all the things that are going on in this filthy world that we live in, and when we stand for the Word of God, when we stand for marriage, for a husband and wife, a man and a woman, and no other, all this nonsense that's being taught in our schools, all this nonsense that is being shoved down our throats with our government, It's all wicked. And we need to stand for the truth. You were born a man. You were born a woman. And don't let this world convince you otherwise. And if you have decided that, no, I prefer the other, or instead of being a man and a woman, husband and wife, you prefer another man or another woman, you're totally and completely out of the will of God. You cannot continue and desire that lifestyle and be saved. So if you are not saved, you are going to hell, and you're going to burn in hell. And you say, well, I'm enjoying my life right now. Well, you better, because when this life ends, you're going straight to hell. Not because of your sin, it's because you have chosen not to trust in Jesus and live for Him, which will totally change your life. You will have no desire for this if you're born again. And so please, as we find here, and we look at this 10th verse, and it says, they shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. This is talking about people that just confess to be a Christian. And there are so many out there today that profess to be a Christian, and they are not. They have not come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. Shall betray one another, shall hate one another. And where this all comes from is because they have been taught falsely. And the churches that accept homosexuals, the churches that accept that lifestyle, they've been taught a lie. The preacher that stands there and preaches and accepts that can't be saved. The person that lives that lifestyle can't be saved. Please, that you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior. Accept Him. Walk with Him. That 10th verse speaks of so many false teachers, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. My, do we have that today? So many. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Sounds just like the world we live in today. Just like the world we live in today. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Now this is a verse of scripture that many have had a great misunderstanding. So we need to, number one, salvation is not something to be endured. It's something to be enjoyed. To endure is to suffer patiently, to bear up. It remains firm under suffering. During this dispensation of grace, we are saved by believing, by receiving the gift of God, not by enduring. Not by facing the temptation and the affliction and surviving. If we survive at the end, we're going to make it. No, it is a gift that is given to us. And if you accept that gift and receive that gift, again, salvation is not something to be endured. I'm gonna try my best to make it. No, salvation is to be enjoyed. And I hope that you know Jesus, and I hope that you're enjoying His presence in His life. Now let's come to the point and to the time, because those that will receive the message of the 144,000 from the Jewish missionaries, they will be called to endure. Because there is going to be great persecution for all that believe during the tribulation period. We have to get the timing right here. This is not talking about the time of grace. This is talking about the tribulation period. So there's going to be many, even today, that fall into this here, that are offended, betray one another, hate one another. Many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many, yes, because the iniquity shall abound and love of many shall wax cold, yes, there's no question. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Now, there is a physical, and there is also a spiritual. And for those 144,000 during the tribulation period, there will be great, great suffering. We come to that 14th verse here. And I don't know that we're going to get completely through it. But this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. You see, we're coming to the end of the tribulation period here. The gospel means good news. God, in his word, mentions four forms of the gospel. You say, wait a minute here, Larry, you've always said that there is only one way to be saved. Yes, there is. There's only one way to be saved, and that's coming by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. But the gospel of grace that we enjoy today, it is the good news that Jesus died on the cross. He died there for our sins, for the whole world. And the great news is that not only did he die for our sins, but the death couldn't hold him. And we become justified if you come by faith to the Lord Jesus. That's the important thing. Don't trust in anything else. Don't trust in your works or your church or... Please know that you need to come by faith to Jesus, and that will be a time that you'll never forget. The day that you meet Jesus, you will never forget. Do you know that day? If you do, you know, please, that you share it with others. Share it with others the day that you met Jesus. Because most people have not had that experience. They're trusting in their works or in their church or what they've been taught by their parents and grandparents through the years. Look at verse 14 of chapter 4 of Romans, yes, but verse 25. Who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. What a joy. Jesus was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Let's look at Acts 13:39. Acts 13:39. And by him all that believe are justified from all things, from which ye could not be justified by the law of Moses. You see, people try to fulfill the law. They try to do the best job they can do. They try to do it by their works. But their works only fail us. The law only shows us how much and how great a sinner we are. And how that we cannot keep the law. It's the only purpose of the law. So what Moses, the law of Moses, could not do, Jesus did. So you see why that you need to choose him. You need to accept him by faith. And by faith alone. Nothing else. Trust solely and completely in him for your eternal life. For your salvation. no other thought, no other way, not in any works that you have done or will do, again, not in your church membership, nothing. Please, please trust in him. That Acts 13:39 is a tremendous verse. This gospel is described in many ways, the gospel of grace. It is said to be the gospel of God. We'll find that in Romans chapter 1, verse 1. Romans chapter 1, verse 1. Hope you're able to look these up. If not, write them down, look them up later. Romans 1, 1. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. It's also said to be the gospel of Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 14. For we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure, as though we reach not unto you. For we are come as far as to you also in preaching the gospel of Christ. So we have the gospel of God and we have the gospel of Christ. It's the gospel of Christ because of his sacrifice for his shed blood, not only through faith, only through faith can one come and receive salvation. That brings salvation. If you'll believe solely, totally, completely, that Jesus Christ is the only way to take your sin away. It's the only way. No other part, no other works. You see, God's grace comes by faith, and faith comes by hearing. And as we have read many times, Romans chapter 10, verse 17 is a very familiar scripture verse. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we're here reading the word of God. We're here studying the word of God, and that allows and calls the Spirit of God forward to you, that you will hear him. It brings it into my heart that I know him as my Savior, and I love the learning and the teaching. It's the only way we're going to know the Word of God is by studying the Word of God and the Holy Spirit that lives within the heart of every believer. When you come truly by faith, and faith is something that is more than just believing something in your mind. Faith is something that you have decided. And God gives us his strength to do it, that you have decided that Jesus is the only way of salvation. It's the only way to have eternal life. And so please come by faith to the Lord Jesus. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. Romans 1, 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jews first and also to the Greeks. Paul, he says, I am not ashamed. Now, as we come back here, and we find in verse 10, many be offended. Well, if you're offended, you're one of those that are not a true believer. You need to come by faith and know the Lord Jesus. This gospel, the good news, the gospel of grace, brings salvation and then teaches us how to live. Let's go back to Titus. We have 1st, 2nd Thessalonians, 1st, 2nd Timothy, and then we find Titus. Titus chapter 2, verse 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in his presence, looking for that blessed hope and that glorious appearing of the great God, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us My dear friend, as always, we run out of time. What are you going to do about Jesus?